Hi there, welcome to Module 13, where I'm going to be sharing with you the messages from my guides and what I think that you need to know in 2023 and if you are a little bit beyond. So the thing is that I, every year for the last few years, have been selling my Insight and Predictions calendar. I never thought, you know, when I first came out of the gate as a medium, that I would be someone that would be predicting things that happened in the world. Like, I was like, oh, let's leave that to Nostradamus. I don't need to be that medium. I'm just happy to connect with loved ones that have crossed over. But then, I don't know, in 2019, that was my first year that I did it. So I was going to be doing 2020. And this idea, this feeling came to me, and I was like, we really need to be prepared. And I just kept getting the message over and over and over and over again that we have to go back in order to go forward. We have to go back in order to go forward. And I continue to receive that message even this year, is that we're going to be moving into a very simplistic and simpler time. And going back in order to go forward would mean simple things like learning how to can, learning how to stockpile foods, learning how to prepare for things that we, especially those of us in North America, have never had to prepare for before. So I wanted to include this module because as mediums, I think that there's big things that spirit wants us to know. And so one of them is that it's not just important for us as mediums to be able to learn the information, learn how to communicate with spirit, and give readings to clients. We're moving into 2023 in a world where we have to start teaching other people what we know. We have to start making, and trust me, I think we're light years from where we were, but making knowing about chakras and crystals and grounding and intuition and communication with animals and with people, all those things, we have to make it mainstream, and we have to make it known that this is so important. There's this spiritual movement that's been going on for like the last 10, 15 years, and we're all part of that. So if you're someone who's learning about your intuition, learning how to be a medium, obviously you are, you're in this course, you have to teach what you know to others. So it's important for you to start a psychic development class, for you to teach your children about this, for you to teach your friends about this, for you to start courses and programs. And I think the best time to teach something is right after you've learned it. So as soon as you're coming out the gate, that's the time. You know, 2023 is going to be a wild ride, according to my guides. It's going to be bumpy. It's going to be exciting. But there's going to be some shit that is going to go down. And we are going to see some things that are going to make us definitely begin to question our governments and our systems that we've had in place that we're used to for many, many years. Think about the 60s coming back. Like, this time and this movement is upon us. And, you know, we're just moving back. We're already in a time of war. We're already in a time where things don't make sense. And we're starting to feel very disconnected. So it's important for us to feel connected to the people we love and the people we have around us. It's also going to be the year to get healthy. And healthy is not a weight. Healthy is a feeling. Healthy is a mindset. Connecting with nature and animals and getting outside more is going to be key. So getting in as many walks as you can, getting outside in the air, getting outside and being around animals, getting a much more intuitive health and wellness lifestyle. That does not mean being a vegan and cramming 20 pounds of sugar into your body. That is not healthy. That does not mean being gluten-free and eating all the gluten-free packaged food. I know, I tried it. That is not healthy. Healthy means one ingredient, whole foods. Healthy means mental health, spiritual health, physical health. Healthy means good morals, good values, good concepts, kind words, and love. 2023 is also going to be the year of standing up for yourself and speaking your truth. There's no more saying yes to everybody and sweeping things under the rug and trying to make other people happy before your own happiness. That's not the jam anymore. That doesn't work. The world just keeps getting crazier and crazier. You can't believe everything you see or hear. And I'm sorry, it's really hard to trust anything that you're seeing on the news. Everything is money. Everything is bought. Everything is swayed. You've got to make up your own mind. And you've got to know that the things that you're watching now, oh my God, they can take anything on a video and make it look any way they want to make it look. The only thing that you can believe is what's right in front of you and what you see. Obviously, you have to be informed and you have to stay up on current events, but you have to filter them through your intuition. You're a medium, so you've got really good intuition and you need to use it when it comes to deciphering these things. And you know, mediums seem to take a back seat in 2023. That's not to say that people won't want to connect and use mediums, but there's going to be a big push and a movement for psychics, healers, and witches to come to the forefront. We're going to need them. We are going to need them like we have never needed them before, let me tell you. And I think it's a good thing that they're coming up and they're coming into the world and into the forefront of everything, because for the first time, we're going to start to see some very powerful, strong witches and healers say, enough, enough is enough. And some magic and some movements and some really big things are going to be happening. That's what I got for you. Stay on your course. Remember to teach and heal and help others. And remember, 2023 is going to be the year that you make it.